Today, the world looks pretty different. But already new problems are being met with new thinking. Researchers are using supercomputers to help discover treatments. Retailers are turning to the cloud to restock shelves more quickly. Teachers are using technology to rethink the classroom. It's not all we can do, but it's a start. IBM. Let's put smart to work. See how we're helping at ibm.com/COVID-19/UK.
This is a Global Original podcast.
Steve Allen's Little Bit Extra.
Morning, everybody. Welcome along to your free podcast for today, Friday, the 22nd of May. Do you know, I nearly said March. I've decided I'm going to do it every day now, just to annoy somebody. I think it's worth doing, actually, definitely. So we've got the weekend to look forward to. And in fact, for many of you, it'll be extra because it's Bank Holiday Monday. Not that it makes any difference, does it? Bank Holiday Monday, Christmas Day, Boxing Day, Easter Tuesday, Easter Saturday. It doesn't make any difference at all. They all merge into one. But all you have to know is that we're here for you all the way through. It's as simple as that. So can I ask you, please, on Monday? Actually, I think the weather's going to turn. So nobody's going to be sitting on the beach in the rain, are they? Well, I don't know. There's going to be somebody somewhere. I've noticed, actually, that Holly Willoughby and Pip Schofield are taking time off next week from their programme because of half term. Well, A, the kids aren't at school, so that's a load of old toffee. And secondly, why would he want to take half term? His kids are grown up. They're not at school. But they're also left furious as they scold a caller for flouting the lockdown to celebrate her birthday and stay over at a sister's house. But, you know, so now, Holly and Pip, you know exactly how we feel when you sort of give out all this information and still people go and sit on a blooming beach in Southend or anywhere around the country. Anywhere around the country. I mean, it just is absolutely, it's absolutely amazing. It really is. I mean, it's just, you know, Rupert Grint, seen out with his newborn daughter. Well, he's not. He's seen out and the wife's pushing a pram. I mean, whether there's anything in it remains to be seen. Oh, sorry, not wife, just girlfriend. Oh, dear. I think they need to get married. He's also drinking his coffee, so he's not wearing his mask. Seems a bit of a pointless exercise, doesn't it? Every day, says Kate Garraway, my heart sinks, but he's still here. This is for Derek. He's been in a coma now for 7 weeks. For 7 weeks. And eventually, they ask, do they not, on things like this, you know, can this person survive? Because I think he's in a medically induced coma. If they bring him out of the coma, will he survive? And so that's a decision they will have to make. I mean, I don't know. I remember thinking about this that some years ago. There was somebody who they said, we need to take them off the life support machine. If they can survive by themselves, well, then they're fine. But we can't leave somebody on life support for this amount of time because eventually you're going to get brain damage because nothing's happening. You're in a medically induced coma, so I don't know. I mean, everybody's praising her kids for staying strong and for her as well. And for her. And because I've known Derek since he became infamous. But I can imagine what the family are going through. Well, that's a lie, actually. I can't imagine what they're going through. But it's tough times. Tough times ahead. But we all send our love to her. Duchess of Cambridge recycling a floral dress like they know what things cost. £325, and also some earrings, £165. See, they're not even in the same world as us. I mean, the producer, he will not wear these earrings. I've tried. I said, go wear them. They came out of a Christmas cracker. He's normally sort of obliging. He'll sort of go along with these. He said, no, not at the moment. Oh, no, no, no. We're sort of putting our foot down. It's the weekend, Steve, you know. Yesterday he was very stressed, because he's trying to find a flat. And he can't find a flat in the area where he wants to go. So he's going to having to end up, you know, going in another area where he probably doesn't want to go. And they've got to find it at the right price. In fact, a friend of mine, Leon, he's living down the road from me. He lives on the green and it's nice. But they only rent and they've got one little kiddie and they've got another one on the way as well. But in order for them to find a place that they can afford because they want to buy, they're going to have to move down to Fleet. In Hampshire, that's about as far away as you get, because that's about the only place where they can get, for the money that they've got to spend, a three-bedroom house. That's what they're looking at. And of course, they can't find three-bedroom houses around our way. You'd be looking at £800,000-£900,000. He's only got a budget of like £450,000. So they have to. I mean, he's not bothered about the driving bit. And they seem quite self-sufficient. So, but again, it's the same for Corey. He's looking around for a flat for him and his girlfriend. And we don't know how long have you got before you need to sort of find it. You've got a few weeks. But it's a bit tough, isn't it? So if anybody's got an agency, you know, that looks after flats and you can help him out, then we'd be very grateful. Just write to me and I'll pass the details on to him. And he's actually looking at, where are you? The Hyde. So it's Collingdale. He's looking Collingdale. OK, Collingdale. So, I mean, I notice the main place there is McDonald's. So he'll be, a bit built up, isn't it? So you're going to be in lots of new builds. Oh, OK, so you're not right. But so if anybody's got an agency down there and you can and sort of help him, then he'd be delighted because it's driving him to distraction at the moment. It really is. It's making him ill. And you know what it's like if you've got an... I mean, put it this way, you've got a sick presenter and now an ill producer. The combination is fatal. Fatal. Vicky McClure wipes away tears. I don't know who Vicky McClure is. It doesn't help, does it? And there's a picture of her. I'm none the wiser. I'm none the wiser. Oh, she was in the police drama. I tell you what I saw on the television the other day. And... You might remember it. It was on last night. I found it on a couple of channels. The Boy Whose Skin Fell Off. And it was a story of a boy called Johnny, I think. And he had this very rare illness. The illness is that his skin is falling off. And the programme started with him on the settee, but he was dead. And he did his own voiceover. He was very practical. He was, you know, how he suffered like that, I cannot imagine. Everything that touched his body was like, huh? It was pain beyond anything you could ever imagine. And there was no cure. And there is no cure. And in fact, his mother said, had this been years ago when they did tests on people, she said, I would have aborted him. But they were very practical. He went and picked out his coffin. He knew he was dying. In fact, to be honest with you, it was a blessed relief for him because he'd suffered for such a long time. And I sat there watching this thing with the tears rolling down my face thinking, you know, there are strange things in heaven and earth. And he was one of those strange things, but he was so positive. And he wanted to try and get as many things done. He'd already picked out the coffin he wanted. He'd picked out the music, which was a Queen song that he wanted played. And... He said, he knew he was dying. He was able to talk about it in such a way. So when the programme started, he said, this is me on the settee. He said, I've died. And he came up to London. He met Tony Blair and he met the missus as well. And he was determined to go, but he was very ill. He was really in his last sort of hours. And they took him back on the train. He slept for most of the journey. And when he came back home, he died. But he'd been to London. He'd got the backing of Cherie Blair. And they've raised up to, you know, 2003, I think this was, about £500,000. So he'd achieved his objective. But you couldn't help but marvel at what he went through. You know, it's not like just getting an illness and then dying. He was dying on a daily basis. And it was so sad. But at the same time, he was so uplifting about everything. And I was very touched by it, but it was quite a long time ago now. Quite a long time ago, but he was... I just always remember it, because when I started watching, I thought, wait a minute, I've seen this before. And I had. Sorry to mention that now. It's only because I think that we all moan, don't we, in the course of life about, oh, my life's so terrible, my life could... And you think, not as bad as his. Not as bad as his life. He didn't have any quality of life. You know, people came and chatted to him and things like that. And he had a party, I think, for his birthday. And people went there knowing it was going to be the last time that they were probably going to see him. And to face up to that is phenomenal. Phenomenal. You know, so whatever we're living through, and I appreciate the fact that, you know, people are living through really difficult times. And I've said every day that I sort of come into work, I thank the Lord that I'm healthy. I thank the Lord that, you know, I can get up and I can come into work. And I look at the businesses which are closing down and people can't afford to run them. There's more pieces in the papers today about one little village where they're literally clinging on to life. And when this thing is finished, there will be thousands of businesses that will actually go under and they won't be able to get back again. And that's going to be the tough thing, isn't it? It's going to be very, very difficult. But the one thing we have to do is we've got to keep going. Because we can't do anything else. Listen, we aren't the sort of people who just give up. We don't just sit there and go, oh, well, that's it then. That's our fate. We'll just go and sit on the beach, shall we? We'll go and do this and go to that. And you think, no. You've got to be more positive. Got to be more positive about it. We have to believe that we're going to come through this. We have to believe that we're going to come through the other side and we're going to be stronger when we come through the other side. Because otherwise, all those people who lost their lives would be in vain. So we have to make some sort of effort. And so I appeal to you, please God, every single day to just tell you, we're always here. I know I get letters on a daily basis from people who are fed up. They've had enough. They can't cope with the self-isolating. They don't like it. They're not pleased with the way things are going. But just look on the fact that it's going to get better, I hope. OK. Prince Harry and Meghan have exchanged romantic gifts for their second anniversary, royal sources claim. In other words, their PR is putting out the stories. You know, having not wanted the media, it's a load of old cobblers because they absolutely thrive on the media. And then there was a piece in the paper today of they've got all these houses, all the Brits over in America and what houses they've got. And they go, but nothing's as good as Harry and Meghan's. I thought, no, the difference is Harry and Meghan don't own their house or pay anything for it. All these other people have worked their little bottoms off and they own these properties. Harry and Meghan don't do diddly squat. Nothing at all, which is embarrassing. James Arthur hails Nicole Scherzinger, the one who advertises yogurt, as he details overcoming depression 8 years after he won. I mean, I think he went bankrupt. He racked up debts and all over the place. Then he was dropped by his record label. And but the trouble is, this is for everybody nowadays. I love the way that sort of people in show business, they've got an outlet. They can talk about it. Mr. and Mrs. Nobody down the road, they don't get an output. They don't get anything at all. They don't get sort of, you know, the papers going, oh, we'd love to run your story. They don't do that. They're only interested in famous people. Trisha Goddard said she was shocked that men were interested in her. She discusses dating toy boys, sex in her 60s and leaving a controlling relationship. I love Trisha Goddard. Oh, God, I'm so bored with Caprice Burette. Oh, go away, you boring old baggage, honestly. Who cares? Who cares? Oh, I can't wait to have my Botox again. Listen, you don't have a career. Go away. Katie Price joins the Clap for Carers salute as Harvey performs a renditioning of We Are the Champions on the keyboard. Lovely. Imagine that you wake up and your mother, it turns out, is her. Now, of course, she's saying, oh, it's so marvellous because, you know, my two ex-husbands are really good with the kids and all the rest of it. Yeah, it was only a short while ago you were slagging them to the ground, dear, so nobody cares about you anymore. Jerry Horner delights fans with a throwback snap of the Spice Girls in 94, 2 years before they shot to worldwide fame, because they were an assembled group. There was no such thing as girl power. I don't know why they ever came up with girl power. They were assembled by a man, OK, who told them what to do. There was no girl power at all. That was the biggest load of cobblers you'd ever heard. Leanne Pinnock exhibits her toned frame and pert derriere. In other words, exhibits her toned frame because she's skinny as a wretch and her pert arse in a string bikini. I'm sorry to say that. String bikini is obviously banned. As she reveals, she crushed a finger in between dumbbells during a workout. But, I mean, it's a bit of a posy picture, dear. She posed in her garden. And you think, it must be a bit sad and tragic when you thrive by the media and you die by the media. And so they have to sort of have pictures taken. Oh, look, here's me in my bikini standing in the kitchen. Oh, here's me in the garden. Here's me bending over looking, look at my bum. Don't be shy. Touch my bum. Imagine that'd be the last thing you'd expect to see, isn't it? Coming over the hill, the cheeky girls. It's a bit like saying, ladies and gentlemen, here we are on Mastermind and this is Jedward. Phrases you're never likely to be hearing anytime soon. Harry will have to wait in line at the DMV for a California driver's licence. Oh, what, they're giving him a car as well? Would that be a freebie? I should imagine so. They thrive on freebies. And he also needs a work visa. You can't just go over there and work. You know, I love the way they... I mean, he'll have to go and queue up at the Social Security Administration. Yeah, right. I'm rejoicing the pictures of that one. Tom Daley enjoys cuddles, cocktails and gardening on his 26th birthday. With his husband, Dustin. Tom is 26. Dustin is 45. But he's a very good-looking 45. And son Robert Ray is 23 months old. He's a gorgeous kid. Absolutely gorgeous kid. As they've got a nice picture. Now, I don't know whether it's a posed picture or whether it's not a posed picture. Either way, we wish Tom Daley a very happy birthday. He's come through it, hasn't he? God, you imagine the trolling he must have had in his time. Must have been loads of it. Prince Charles throwing his support Didn't know he wore one. Behind a virtual book of remembrance for COVID-19 victims to help us remember. And, do you know, actually, I'm mellowing towards Charles. I think he means well. I think he's just been, you know, another one brought up in that family, which is so dysfunctional. You don't really know which way to turn, do you? Here we go. Michelle Keegan. Oh, let's pose me standing in our bedroom. And it's a very pokey little room. But anyway, in a sultry media snap, they say she put on a leggy display. Well, she, you know, like everybody else in the world, or most of them, she does have legs. And you know, there it is. And the Queen has worn a brooch for a significant reason. She really does wear a heart on her sleeve. I think the Queen is fantastic. Always been a huge, huge fan of the Queen. Seriously, I always have, actually. I wouldn't give you threepence for half the members of the family, but the ones where... Once we got rid of Andrew and old Fergie, we'll all be a lot happier in the world because I don't think they do anything at all. Amanda Holden, also joining in the weekly clap for carers applause. We like Amanda Holden. She always looks very good. And Jan Moyer, you know, the columnist. Hey, Steve Coogan, get down off that moral high ground. He's been criticised by everybody, as indeed we thought he would be. And then, wait for this one. This is a Premier League star's girlfriend. Duh. What is she? She's called the Wag. A wag. For that read, a thick person who's probably got boobs that sort of fall out all the time and bleach blonde hair. Anyway, this one, who's not been named, but I bet she will be shortly, was caught. She came into the UK on a private flight into London Biggin Hill after flying in from Europe on Sunday night. When she was stopped, she said she had nothing to declare. So she tried to sneak through. What was she carrying? She was carrying a stun gun in her baggage and a cosh. And then she went, oh, I didn't know you couldn't bring them in. Of course you did. Don't be so stupid. Otherwise everybody would be carrying them. This carries 6 months in jail and a maximum £5,000 fine. Oh, brilliant. Let's do it. Let's do it. She knew exactly what she was doing. Seriously, you don't bring a stun gun in and a cosh into the UK. She said it's because of all these, you know, people being robbed and stuff like that. No, you knew exactly what you were doing, dear. Unless you really are one of the terribly thick wags, in which case it's probably quite feasible. Ollie Murs is left reeling after his girlfriend, this couple are turning into the most boring pair under the sun, shoves a dandelion into his mouth. Oh, right. They still put him down as a singer, but nobody's heard him sing for ages. Now he's got girlfriend. Amanda Holden looks radiant, and she's filming the comedy Plebs in Bulgaria. I like Plebs, actually. Ever so rude. Some of these, the in-betweeners, is terribly rude. No idea. Katja Jones reveals she's been working as an NHS responder during the pandemic and teases when the show might come back to the screens. Yeah, whatever. Whatever. Gabby Allen. You don't know who Gabby Allen is, I'll tell you. Gabby Allen is from Love Island and she's got a rumoured new boyfriend. You've had a boyfriend. She's 28, so she's fairly ancient for Love Island. And her boyfriend is 23 and his name is Brandon Myers. Oh, isn't that sweet? And here's a picture of her in her bikini, standing in somebody else's room, which is lovely. So Brandon Myers is from X on the Beach. And he's another one who's got a tattoo on his body and he goes to the gymnasium. Lovely. How sweet. Yes, another pair of talentless so-and-sos. Christine Lampard shares a tribute to husband Frank's daughter Isla as she celebrates her 13th birthday. I don't know if that's Christine Lampard is her 13th birthday or if it's somebody else. I suspect it's somebody else. And it's all very exciting. So there you go. Stacey Solomon returns to Instagram as she reenacts a Jaws scene in a bid to cheer up Joe Swash following the death of his beloved grandmother. So Joe Swash. I didn't quite understand it, actually. I mean, and mainly because I didn't really see the Jaws thing. I knew what it was. I had seen little clips of it. My absolute happy place. This is Vogue Williams. You know, the one who really, really didn't do very well on the celebrity mastermind. In fact, she was absolutely terrible. Terrible. Ruth Langsford says she misses her mum amid the coronavirus lockdown, so she breaks down in tears on Loose Women. We like Ruth. She's a good girl. Maura Higgins. Oh, here we go. She admits she hides behind filters. Of course you did. Of course you do, dear. We've seen you. I mean, you hide behind a lot of filters. I mean, you know, it's the polyfiller mask. Fern McCann says, when you're aiming for an edgy shot but your main chick isn't feeling it at all. Poor old Fern, what do you do for a living, love? Difficult to try and spot, isn't it, really? But here's the daughter. Still taking her to meet the father in prison? Because he's in there for some time. And who's the star in the mask? The coronavirus pandemic means celebrities can now walk the streets incognito. And, I recognise Simon Cowell. I can't recognise this one. Oh, it's she's starting a new life in LA with her prince and a mask fit for a duchess. Yeah, whatever. And also, this style is only One Direction. So that's what's it. Made her name as a model. Not really. Caprice was never sort of a model. She was one of those sort of models. And they said she made a mint running her own lingerie company. Yeah, of course she did do it. Also, British actress. Perfect match for her young beau. I don't recognise that one. And Naomi Campbell, who's literally covered head to foot. A pop singer. Could be anybody. And a police chief, which doesn't make it an Aussie actress. And, oh, it's Arnold Schwarzenegger, the Terminator. They're all wearing their sort of masks, actually. Motsi Mabuse, also, but as I say, you wouldn't notice her down the street. And this is one here. Could be anybody, actually. This TV host is a hit in America where he won't let a virus make him late for anything. That's James Corden, then, isn't it? The Late Late Show. See? Oh, better than I thought. Better than I thought. Listen, we're back with you tomorrow morning, being a Saturday morning, just when you think, oh, what are we going to do without Steve Allen at the weekend? Well, you don't need to worry anymore because I have a two-hour best-of programme. Just remember, I do get people writing to me thinking it's live, but it is the best-of. It has already transmitted in various forms. But you catch it between 5 and 7 tomorrow morning, the best of Steve Allen. It's a very good 2 hours. Thank you very much indeed for asking. And I'm back with you on Sunday morning as well. Well, you get another 2 hours of Steve Allen as he trawls through the Sunday papers. Just remember, you got a friend in me. I was going to go into the whole song, but I thought better of it, actually. Have a great weekend. Stay safe. Please do not, we're also here on Bank Holiday Monday. We're here all the time. 24 hours a day, LBC. There's something for everybody. Not everything will be to your taste, but there's something, you know. You only have to listen for a little while and along will come something that you really love. Thank you very much indeed for your company this week, and I'll talk to you very, very soon. In the meanwhile, please stay safe.
If you enjoyed this podcast, listen to Steve Allen live from 4 a.m. Monday to Friday and Sunday from 5 a.m.
Running a business can be tough. Bright HR's award-winning people management software makes things simple and straightforward. 24/7 real-time business support for real-life situations, getting you back to business and your employees back to work. You can also track your team's holidays, sickness and furlough. And our insurance-backed HR advice helps navigate the most complex of business decisions. Now is the bright time. Sign up for your free demo at brighthr.com.